All right, is it?
It's Steven Souza.
It is Steven Souza. All right, wait to find out who we were going to get from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And joining us on the line from Colorado at Coors Field is Diamondbacks outfielder Steven Souza. Steven, how are you today?
I'm doing good. You guys got the mystery box, and out came me.
Yeah, you know, we were told it was either you or Peralta, whoever got off the training table first, I guess.
Well, that kind of works into the outfield rotation that you guys now find yourselves in. You have all of these different talented players that play in the outfield, not enough spots on any given day. How is it being one of those players that now finds themselves in this outfield shuffle for the Diamondbacks?
It's terrific. I mean, you know, we've got four good players, and it's a long year. You know, I mean, all of us play all out all the time, and, you know, you run around, and it's just going to save us. You know, it's going to be able to keep us fresh, and, you know, we kind of brought ourselves together when we all came up the deal and said, hey, look, we're all playing for each other, and whatever happens, let's just go out there and play our best. Whoever's playing more, you know, hold it down. Whoever's on the bench, just, you know, be ready to hit and come in.
What do you think about this dominant 9 games in a row at that ballpark? I mean, or not against Colorado. You guys have really had their number. To have a division rival's number like that, and the success you guys have had against the Dodgers this year as well. I mean, that is so important to being able to win this division, is to beat teams in your own division.
Definitely. I mean, you look at the season and you're going to play the division more than anybody else. So, and more importantly, I think, you know, at least one of the wild card teams may possibly come out of here, and maybe two. You never know, you know, how the end of the season goes. So, this is a really good division. I know that everybody's kind of in the thick of things, but the NL is really tough, and this is a tough division right now. And to be able to play against these teams the way we have been has been crucial. And we've done it in different ways. I know last series we just slugged it. We pitched against them really well. And as long as we keep doing that, we kind of set a precedence in the division.
Tell me about being able to come back to the lineup. Just, you know, for you, you were out for so long and you finally worked yourself back in, and you came back on July 5th in that game against San Diego. You're getting your regular at bats right now. How do you feel, you know, health wise? How do you feel, you know, going into the latter part of the season?
Man, well, I'll tell you what, it was a mistake coming back early. I let pride get the best of me, and I know I kind of forced my way in there. Not knowing what was at stake, and kind of wasted away a bunch of at bats. But I can't do anything about those now. But at this point right now, I feel fantastic. The training staff's just done an absolutely amazing job of getting me back to 100%. I feel like I'm the player I am now, and now it's just about getting the groove, getting to know some of these pitchers. I've never faced half of these guys, so racking up some information and being able to go out there and execute for our team.
We're talking with Diamondback outfielder Steven Souza here on the Burns and Gambo Show. When you say that you were rushed back, or that you yourself hurried yourself the process through your stint on the DL, what did that actually entail for when you came back? Do you feel like you were, obviously you probably weren't 100%, but how much were you affected by maybe coming back a little bit too soon?
Yeah, so I think the unique thing about this injury was there's really no one to blame for anything. Because no one, from every doctor we heard, no one's seen this injury in baseball ever.
A pectoral injury?
A torn pec like this is a weight room injury. It's a football injury. The way that it happened, it doesn't happen on a baseball field. So it was extremely rare. I mean, we talked to two doctors that, you know, deal with a lot of injuries and had never seen this in a baseball uniform. So to be able to kind of, you know, dictate what is going to hurt it, you know, what's not, how long do you need, you know, there was a lot of up in the air, and I didn't really know how I felt. I didn't know what to compare it to. But I know at the end of the day that everybody did their best. And now at this point, knowing how I feel now, there's a lot more to go on the next time around if something were to happen. You know, this is how I should come back feeling. I didn't know what I was going to feel like. I didn't know if I was going to be back to normal ever. I didn't know, you know, if it was supposed to feel different the rest of my life. But the second time around, we just did an unbelievable job. We did an unbelievable job from the beginning, but it was more on me to just, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go, force the issue. And I needed to be a little bit more patient.
Yeah, no, sometimes you got to do that. I mean, it's tough. You want to come back, you want to play, you want to help your team out, especially a good baseball team. You're probably dying to get back out there. Let's talk about the rehab stint, because you got six games in Reno. You were killing it. I mean, you were killing it in Reno, and then they were able to bring you up. How did you feel there? Were you able to really push yourself during those six games in Reno?
Yeah, it was awesome. I think the great thing about this time around was when we had assignment A, we didn't do that last time. And that was my call. I kind of had said that, and they kind of trusted me and listened to me, and made a little mistake on my point. But this time around, they weren't going to let me do that, and they did a good job of making sure I was really ready for everything, ready for put my hand on the ground any situation. So I was able to just go out there and just play baseball, and that felt amazing. The training staff at every level really helped me, the throwing program, and just felt like I got in a groove really fast from being able to take so many at-bats. And it was nice to get down to the grinder in high A and remind yourself of what it's like with the peanut butter and jelly spreads.
Yeah. Well, I saw last night in that game, man, a short pop fly to right field. They didn't want to test you and tag up on third base. I'm kidding. I know it was a short pop fly, but good throw to the plate there. We want to be able to see that, and we don't want anybody running on you when you're out there in right field.
I'll tell you what, I think some of the guys on the team, you know, not a lot of guys played against me because I was in the other league. So when I came back, I told them the other day, I said, guys, I actually do have a decent arm. I can actually play the outfield out there. So it was nice to be able to let it go a couple of times. And that's a big part of my game, is throwing guys out and running around out there. And it was hard not to be able to do that for a while.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Steven. Thanks for the time. Best of luck. Hopefully you guys can keep this string up and keep beating the Rockies.
Yes, sir. We're going to do our best. Thanks.